Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I must be Wayne.
You are Wayne.
I am. I got a Hawaii shirt on.
You do have a Hawaii shirt on. It's easy to recognize you that way.
Yep, sitting here with my hot babe. That's you.
That's because I've got three layers on.
Well, you are a hot babe.
I have a flannel jacket and a sweatshirt because I'm cold all the time in the wintertime.
And I have a Hawaii shirt on, although it is long sleeve.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
This is episode 89.
That's kind of crazy. 89.
It is. It is. And today we're recording this on February 3rd of 2025. We started our podcast 2 years ago on February 3rd of 2023. So today is actually our 2 year podcasting anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. So you may have wondered where we've been for a few weeks, and we're going to be totally transparent with you, our listeners, who we appreciate, is we were just weary of doing this, of having to record. We've never gotten the hang of sitting down and recording multiple sessions at one time and doing all the things they tell you will make podcasting easy. We just never got that far.
Hasn't been easy.
Our life has been a little crazy the last couple of years, and we took some time to reevaluate if we really wanted to continue with this. So after praying individually, spending time praying together, we really feel we're supposed to continue with the podcast. And so here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are on a 2 year anniversary.
Yep.
With a new podcast, and we'll continue to crank out new ones until God tells us otherwise. Now we can get on to our topic for today.
Yep. And what, pray tell, is that topic, my love?
Well, you actually came up with the topic with a good idea. It's about what expectations are for your spouse. So mm-hmm. When you get married, are you expecting to have a wife? Or are you expecting, if you're the woman, are you expecting to have a husband? Or are you expecting to have a father? If you're the man, are you expecting to have a wife? Or are you expecting to have a mother?
Mm-hmm.
What is your expectation?
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting thought.
You have a scripture to go with that,
I
right?
I do have a scripture to go with this. So we'll use the NASB Bible as Genesis 2:24. And that is, it says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Two people becoming one.
Yes. And it doesn't say that it doesn't say that one's going to become the new mother and the other one's going to become the new father.
That's right.
It says you're going to leave your mother and father, and you're going to come together and form your own family union.
A new creation.
It's a new creation. Yep, mm-hmm. That's it. So, and we actually know some people who have struggled with this, where one person in the relationship has assumed the role of a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just the person who's assumed the role of the parent just did it. And in other instances, it's been the other spouse would like their spouse to assume the role of a parent. And that's caused trouble that mm-hmm. way. Since we build this podcast as being not only for married believers in order to improve your marital relationship, but it's for people who are thinking about getting married, people mm-hmm. or people who might be engaged and might be on the road to being married, we've constantly talked about things that you should talk about before you get married, stuff that we wish we had talked about before we got married, because it would have been enlightening.
This is definitely something we did not talk about.
No, we didn't.
No, we did not talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, and the other thing with this too, and I thought about this earlier today, was what happens if it's a woman that's been that had an abusive father?
Because
mm-hmm. I know sometimes, it's what you're used to, it's what you feel safe with. So,
right.
Do they look for the same thing in a husband?
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that is the case, even if it's unconscious, is you gravitate to, women gravitate to men who are like their fathers, mm-hmm. and men gravitate to women who are like their mothers.
Yep.
Wayne is very much like my dad. Fortunately, it's in a good way. I've never wanted Wayne to be my father figure. I mean, I was blessed to have my dad in my life into my mid-50s, so he was still around to be a father figure for me while I was married. And so that was helpful. I know that isn't always the case. Sometimes your parent has passed away, sometimes even before you get married, mm-hmm. and it causes a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're somewhat like my mom. I mean, there's things about you that remind me of her. But again, I didn't marry you to be my mom.
And I think over the years, I've been pretty clear about telling you when I felt you were treating me mm-hmm. like I was your mother, about saying, I am not your mother. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am your wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is something to look at, and actually found some.
Especially if you're not married yet. Right. This would definitely be something to talk right. about.
And if you're in a relationship and you just feel like it's off. I know people right now who are going through this. Women where their husband treats them like a child, mm-hmm. like he's the father figure. And we've been in around situations where the wife acts like the mother and babies the husband, but the husband allows it to happen. I found two articles to back up what we're talking about today to give you some more information. Very interestingly enough, they were both written in 2011, and that's just random. They were not really connected to each other. The first one is from an issue of Psychology Today. It's actually their online issue. It's by William Barry, who is a licensed counselor, and the title of the article is When Men Are Boys and Wives Are Mothers. So he starts off in the article by saying, why do relationships become dysfunctional? And he says there's many possible answers, but a notable one is the tendency for the male partner to become the child in the relationship while his female partner becomes the mother. He said that people react to this topic as if it's a common phenomenon, so they recognize that this happens, but many couples continue to fall into the trap and they don't understand how it happened or how they got there. And he said that a colleague of his also adds that it's common sense, yet people aren't conscious of it when it happens in their relationship.
Almost like they see it, they can see it in somebody else's relationship, but not theirs.
Right, not in theirs. Yeah, that's another scripture. It says, get the log out of your own mm-hmm. eye before you try to get the speck out of your neighbor's eye. And then he looks in this article, which I'll put the link in so that you can read it, how the mother-child dynamic happens in different ways. He talks about looking at role models, but a lot of it, the basis of it is that women are the caregivers, usually, not always. There's always exceptions to everything. But typically, mothers are the caretakers. They're the ones that make sure there's food on the table and people have clean clothes and they get to where they're supposed to go and they organize the doctor's appointments and they take care of things. I think what happens sometimes is a man gets into a relationship and he does the courting thing. And so he seems responsible, like he might plan dates or he might, you know, talk about things in a responsible way. But you've got to remember that when you're courting and dating, that you're doing a lot of fun stuff, which really isn't typical of day-to-day life that you encounter once you get married. Because you're going out on dates and maybe right. maybe you're doing things. A lot of our dating was before we became believers in Jesus. So we always talk about that as our BC, before mm-hmm. Christ life. So it's like maybe going out to bars and hanging out and drinking a lot, or, you know, just always doing fun things. Like even if you're doing it in a very responsible manner, like maybe you go to the movies all the time, or maybe you're, you know, just being playful and just kidding around and joking around. It's not very serious. It's just a lot of fun. Then when you get married, then you've got this dynamic where all of a sudden the man's trying to continue in this playful, like I'm a kid and I'm going to keep playing because mm-hmm. I like to play. I mean, sometimes we make jokes about guys and their toys, that their toys just become more expensive as they get older, but maybe they're into gaming all the time. And so they spend all their time gaming. When you were dating, maybe you gamed together. Mm-hmm. But now that you're married, if the husband still wants to continue to game all the time, but there's stuff that has to be done in the house, and then factor in when kids come along, which the author says that this phenomena can really show up when children come along and the man isn't being totally responsible about stuff. And so then she becomes the parent because she's telling him, you got to get your stuff together, you got to clean up, you got to, you know, this needs done, that needs done, this needs to happen, that needs to happen. I mean, we joke sometimes, because I joke with you that if something ever happens to me, you're really going to be in trouble, because you won't have any clue how to, like, when the appointments are happening or what needs done or whatever. I think you would figure it out.
Oh, but yeah, I can do it.
But a lot of guys can't. A lot of guys become so helpless. I've seen this, where they just can't function.
Well, and I wonder part of it is too, is how they're raised. If, mm-hmm. you know, so like even, because I know we've seen this, where we've seen adults, adult men, where if they get sick, their mom still makes an appointment, for, you know, makes them, you know, makes their doctor's appointments, makes sure they get to the doctor's appointments, cooks for them, cares for them when they're sick and all this other stuff, where, I mean, when you're out on your own, you really, that doesn't happen. But I mean, I wonder how much, how they're raised and nurtured, how, what effect that would have on that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And the article goes on to talk about, too, that men sometimes feel slighted when a child comes along, and that it's something that a lot of men would have difficulty admitting, but it's a hard fact to deny. The combination of feeling slighted and suppressing feelings is a recipe for a relationship disaster. So many men will never voice their feelings. Instead, they took to fill their void from attention elsewhere. Much of this might be unconscious, with both partners unaware of what is happening.
Almost like they're no longer the center of attention.
Right. And actually, this can go to extremes. Women, if you see any behavior, but lots of times, again, this stuff doesn't come out until mm-hmm. you're married. I actually worked with a mother of a child, one of my students. So I've done a lot of work with preschoolers and home visiting over my career. And this was back in the early days of my career. And I just didn't even really know what to do about this, like, because I was in my 20s and I was not very worldly in this stuff. But she had married the man of her dreams. They had this great relationship. They had gotten married. And then when she had a baby, which was their baby, I mean, they had the baby together, he started doing these really bizarre things. So she would get up in the middle of the night to go change the baby's diaper. When she came back to bed, he would have peed the bed. And then he would make her change the bedclothes, wipe him up, and change the bedclothes.
That's pretty bizarre.
That is mental illness. That's abuse. That is narcissism. And that's not okay. So if you're listening to this and you are in a relationship like that, you need to get out now. You need to go find help mm-hmm. to get away from somebody. That is not normal. But this happens. Mm-hmm. That's what I knew about this.
Happens.
And she actually had left her husband and was in hiding. She was living with her parents, but she was in hiding. I know that because of something that else that happened mm-hmm. that jeopardized their identity. But she was trying to stay away from him because, like, he threatened to come after them and do that. And I mean, I could go in. I know a lot of these kind of stories because of the kind mm-hmm. of work that I did. But it's a thing, and I think people don't think that it is. You can really get way over onto the dark side mm-hmm. of this. If you see any inkling in your relationship that it's changing or going in that direction, you want to address it right away. Mm-hmm. And if you need to, get professional help. If your pastor does marriage counseling, get a good marriage counseling. We always recommend going to the Focus on the Family. They have a list of counselors, marriage counselors, Christian marriage mm-hmm. counselors that you can get in touch with and that you can pursue and get some professional help with that. The other article that I found is titled When One Spouse Becomes More Like a Parent Than a Partner. It's written by Amy Morin, who is a licensed clinical social worker. And this one's on the marriagecounselingblog.com. And I'll put this link in too. Now, she talks about it more from the perspective of the wife wanting a father, but sometimes the wife doesn't always want a father. I know of a situation where the wife had a very domineering father, and she was just used to doing whatever she was told, seeking his approval, seeking direction, and whatever. So then she tended to go after a man who was like her father, like we talked about. That's pretty normal. She did marry a man who liked to be in control and really found herself after years and years being resentful because she felt like she didn't have any say, like she could, like nothing she did was right. She couldn't make any decisions for herself. He just wanted to call all the shots. He wanted to tell her how she felt in situations. He wanted to tell, you know, make choices what to do, and, you know, had parameters on. They had to do everything together or as a family together. And it got their marriage all out of balance. And now they're both trying to recover from that and rebuild their marriage. But it's not easy. This article talks about Bob and Jane, or the couple they talk about. They've been married for 10 years, and Jane lacked self-confidence. And early on in the marriage, she often sought Bob's approval prior to making any opinions. As the marriage progressed, Bob began discounting her opinions. He took over their finances, and he often became critical for her in a variety of different ways. It even got so bad where he really started to treat her like a child. Apparently, at one point, she left a pile of laundry on top of the dryer. He told her to clean it up. A few days later, when it was still there, he yelled at her and said, "If you don't clean it up right now, I'm going to throw it away." Well, that sounds
Wow.
like I said stuff to that to our 10-year-old daughter that was like that. If you don't clean this up, it's going in the garbage. And we
But
did that a
that's a
couple
lot
times.
different, yeah.
But it's a lot. That's definitely a parent-child dynamic. It is not a husband-wife dynamic. So if you find yourself in that kind of dynamic, you also need to get professional help for that one too. So there, and there could be all kinds of things that are behind this, you know, issues that you had as a child with your relationship with your parents. Could be trauma issues. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that could be in there. But if any of this conversation is resonating with you in any way, or maybe for somebody that you care about is in a relationship like this, check out these articles. And I would really encourage you to get, if it's you, seek out professional help. And if it's somebody that you care about, pray that they would be able to get professional help. And if you are able to connect discreetly with the person who you feel is trapped in the relationship to help them get the help they need. So,
I still find it interesting. We thought we stumped Google when
yes.
we were looking for this. These articles are from back, and I think they're both from 2011.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It was really surprising when we started looking at this that there was no more current articles on it.
Right. And maybe there is, and we just didn't
We just didn't
search
see
for
them.
them the right way. But part of this is too, when we started to talk about this topic, we were talking about the expectations you have. And I touched on this a little bit talking about the first article, but when you're dating, you may have these really romantic expectations and how your spouse is going to act, you know, how life is going to be. But when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, life just gets in the way and life throws you curveballs. And Jesus said clearly in the word that in this life you have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He let us know that life was not going to be perfect. And believe me, it isn't. And then when you throw a couple kids in the mix, I mean, we only had one, but we could tell you lots of stories about situations where even just one child, you know, the drama that went on around situations was, and like we always keep saying, Ashley was a great kid. She never gave us any trouble. So it wasn't even that, but just stuff that life throws
Stuff
at you.
happens.
And so you throw a couple of kids in that mix and you've got all that going on, you really can get into trouble. So when you're in this, you know, part of, I think, what made us think about this was talking about Valentine's Day coming up, is that, you know, you have all these romantic expectations, and sometimes Valentine's Day just doesn't go the
It's
way
not.
you plan, and that you can just make time for each other, even if you just spend time together. Maybe you don't have money to go out for dinner. Maybe you can go get a milkshake or something together. But try to give your partner grace and not have expectations that they can't meet. The other thing is that neither one of us are mind readers. So, and we make jokes about this, but your spouse doesn't know what you're thinking. And I learned years ago, because Wayne is a guy, we've been watching this series with a guy who's been talking about the differences between men and women. We'll do that in another podcast. But men just think differently than women. The fact that they can just think about nothing still stuns me. But anyway, you may have this romantic notion in your head about what you think things are going to be, and you think your husband is just automatically going to know what it is that you're thinking and what you want, that you want him to buy you a dozen roses and take you to your favorite restaurant and order a special meal and give you a pearl bracelet that you want or something like that. And your husband's thinking, I think
She could
there's
really
some,
use a new vacuum cleaner.
yeah, or you're thinking, You know, it's the beginning of February. I think there's something I need to remember that's coming up here. I guess maybe I better look on the calendar. Oh, I'll have to remember to do that later. There might be something going on that I'm supposed to know something about. Let me tell you, ladies, he is clueless. I mean, there are guys out there that know. And kudos to you guys. If you have guys, if you're out there listening to this, or if you have one of those husbands, that is a blessing. But not all guys. Most guys just don't get it. You have to be specific. You have to have a discussion about what you want, about what you want to do.
And it helps
And
if you speak the same language.
that's a whole different
That's a
podcast.
whole
We've
other
already
one.
done that a couple times. But anyway, be clear. Give directions. Don't mother him, but give clear expectations. Talk about what you would like, what you would like to have happen. And if you get some nice surprises along the way, that's great. But I'm really encouraging both men and women out there who listen to this, drop your expectations for Valentine's Day and just enjoy each other's company. You have anything else you want to add before
Nope.
we sign off?
Nope.
All right. Until we talk to you next time, we pray that your marriages and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.